Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The prince of this world will now be cast out, and when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all to myself, says the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. Every Satan is divided against himself. How will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through regions, searching for rest, but finding none, it says, "I shall return to my home from which I came." But upon returning, he found it swept clean and put in order. Then he goes and brings back seven other spirits more wicked than itself, who moved in and dwelt there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus says, "Whoever is not with me is against me." Jesus wants us one mind, one heart to follow him. Many times we are self-centered. We thought we can do many things without the help of God. That's completely wrong. In the Gospel also mentioned, when the devil goes up from a person, returning, finding it is clean, he will bring back seven other most furious devil to go into this house. So upon hearing this, we have to put in our mind, we have to always, always be close to Jesus. Just even for some moments, we are far from him. Satan will take advantage of this, and they will go into our soul. Just tell Jesus all the time, "Jesus, I trust in you." Important is to tell ourselves, keep unity with the Lord. Keep unity with our neighbor. When there is unity, there is a presence of Jesus among us. Because He promised, where two or three united in His name, Jesus will be our midst. It is not always easy to love, to open ourselves, to do the will of God. But that's the only way. Just tell Jesus they want to follow Him. Just ask Him a special grace to keep us safe. Don't rely on yourself. Don't tell yourself that I'm okay. By the time He said we are okay, maybe it's a time it's not okay. Okay is not that we are safe. Okay that we have Jesus in us. We have Jesus among us. There's only security that we are close to the Lord. Where there's love, there is God.